Jerry Bader Show 935. As a talk show host, obviously one of the most important jobs I have is finding topics that are important to you, like I think the last topic was, that, yeah, I think at some point there is going to be a division, an absolute division in this country. Because right now there are irreconcilable differences. Most notably, though, that the left does, again, liberalism, does not acknowledge conservatism's right to exist. When President Obama was elected in 2008, they really felt it was the death of conservatism. Remember that? Talk radio was going to go away. Remember that? They really believed their own crapola on that, you know? I got into this with a sibling yesterday. She didn't believe me. That, no, conservatives do it too. And she had to reach all the way back to the Dixie Chicks. I would actually give her a hand there and say, yeah, in the summer of 2009, when conservatives exploded at town hall meetings over Obamacare, yeah, you shouldn't shout people down. Isolated events. There is a concerted effort by liberalism to marginalize conservatism out of existence. Those who feel they're being marginalized out of existence fight back. That's what the Tea Party movement is. And that's why, no, it's not going away. And I'm telling you, the Gaza analogy is a good one. Israel and Palestine. And look at the comparisons. Conservatives are blamed for what's wrong in Washington right now. The same way Israel gets blamed. The person who gets beat up fights back, and then they're the person that gets blamed? It's a blame the victim mentality in both cases. I don't always agree with the strategy of Ted Cruz and others, but I understand why they're doing it. And they are right. And Peggy Noonan is concerned about this. Now, I actually think it's going to happen in a nonviolent fashion. That's why I'm estranged from most of my siblings. They don't recognize the right to me to hold the opinions I have. They think there's something inherently unacceptable about conservatism. I just think liberals are wrong and have been proven wrong time and time again. I'm willing, and that's the microcosm I use, my family. I'm willing to have relationships with all of them. They're not. They are so filled with vitriol and hatred when they hear what I say, and they can't help themselves. They go nuts. They are the Hamas of political parties in America. Now, they're not terrorists, but in terms of the intolerance, it's the same thing. Imagine how they feel hearing that what I just said right now. Jason was imagining that, actually. Well, it's good. It's just going to be a feedback loop, because then they'll get all peed off that I said that, but they still can't deny it. That's exactly the point. All right, on to other things. Saturday, I don't know about you, but I had a great weekend. You did too, Jason? Well, you had a church picnic. Saturday was an absolutely glorious weather day. Sunday wasn't bad. You might have had some hit and miss. Oh, you had a bachelor party too, huh? Really? I haven't been to a bachelor party in a long time. I don't know a lot of bachelors. I'm getting to be that age. And most of the people my age have managed to stay married in my circle. So I haven't really had a lot of bachelor parties. I haven't been to a bachelor party, gosh, since I was about your age, maybe. Nah, maybe early 40s. No. No, it'd be my 30s. Gosh, it might be mine. No, I don't remember. Anyway, I did not have a bachelor party. I went to the state fair. And I'm telling you, it was a wonderful day. I was joking earlier about the stuff I ate. Actually, I showed restraint because there's all sorts of other things I wanted to eat and didn't. I did go to the Wisconsin Potato Growers Association thing and had sour cream and chili and bacon bits. I had teriyaki chicken on a stick. I did have a cream puff, by the way, Jason. But as I've been reveling in, the bacon-wrapped deep-fried cheese spritzed with barbecue sauce. Good Lord, it was good. And four exceptional craft beers. It was a great day. Besides all that self-indulgence, my wife and I just had a wonderful time checking things out, bought a few things, escaped without buying a few things we probably couldn't afford anyway, came dangerously close. But it was just, I mean, a fabulous, nothing went wrong. And ended it with a glorious ride on the Skylift. I mean, it was just, it was a spotless day, Jason, all the way across. So, I did get to notice something, though. And as I said, my job as a talk show host, we'll see if anybody cares about this. If nobody cares about it, I'll make my case, and we'll move on to other things. Because maybe you don't care about it. This show reaches the part of the state that is most affected by the point I'm making here. This show does not really get into the Milwaukee area. On WHBL in Sheboygan, it gets into the northern burbs of Milwaukee, but we don't have considerable terrestrial radio listenership of this show. We do have Milwaukee area listeners. They do email from time to time. I'm guessing it's on the stream at jerrybadershow.com. But this show covers most of the top three-fifths of Wisconsin. A state fair, by definition, is just that. It is a state fair. As wonderful as Saturday was, the observation that I made was it was a Milwaukee event and we were out-of-towners visiting a Milwaukee event. I have no way of knowing, I have no market research as to what percent of people who attend the fair are from Southeast Wisconsin. I'm guessing it's very high. It's perceived down there, I mean, it's a Milwaukee event. Here's another way to look at it. What percent of people who attend the Wisconsin State Fair, what percent of people who visit the Wisconsin State Fair each year live north of Highway 10? I don't have the answer. I'm guessing it's small. Let me move north. What percent of people attending the state fair live north of Highway 29? Let me move north one more time. What percent of people attending the state fair live north of Highway 64? Now, it's even if they all attended, it's going to be small because there's not a lot of people up there compared to the southern part of the state. But what percent of the people who live up there have ever been to the Wisconsin State Fair? I think it's really a glorified Milwaukee County Fair that's big enough to draw some people from outstate. If it's going to be a state fair, I think it should be a state fair, and it should therefore have a central location. Now, a listener reminded me of this, and I was aware of the debate in Nebraska when they moved it from Lincoln for that very reason. Omaha wanted it, though. By the way, that is one of the great movie flubs of all time. At the end of Wizard of Oz, the hot air balloon that has Nebraska State Air Fair, Omaha. It was never in Omaha. It was in Lincoln until it was moved. My proposal, and first let me say, I know this will never happen. That this will never happen. I think it should be in Wausau. Why? Because it is the most centrally located, and it's still a major city that could build the infrastructure to support the fair. Now, there are all sorts of reasons this will never happen. Mostly business. There are musical acts. They're not going to care about a central location drawing people from all over the state. They're going to want the largest market in the state, which is Milwaukee. Two, you've got the fairgrounds down there. Three, tradition, and I could go on and on and on. That doesn't mean I'm wrong. It just means it will never happen. But I think if it's really going to be a state fair and not the Milwaukee County Fair, which is what it really is right now, it should be in a place where most people can get there. This is not self-serving. You know how long it took me to get there, Jason? An hour and 45 minutes. That's short. Traffic was flowing at 82 miles an hour the whole way. It'd take me about an hour and a half to get to Wausau. And I'm not one of these people who have any problems driving in Milwaukee traffic. But some people do, and mock them if you will, but some people do have a problem with it. If it's going to be a state fair, I think it should be in a location where most people in the state, I mean, imagine if it was in Ashland or Bayfield. Nobody from Milwaukee would ever go. Again, this is never going to happen. Now, there are a couple of other things I could live with. You could alternate it between Milwaukee and Wausau, but I don't think that would ever fly. Or you could maybe throw Madison in there. Or you can make the case it belongs in Madison. The Minnesota State Fair is in St. Paul. So I don't know. One, I don't know if you care about this. Two, I don't know if I'm all wet. I guess we'll find out on both. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I forgot to mention the butter-soaked corn on the cob. Dennis in Sheboygan. Dennis, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I think a cool idea would be to treat it like the Olympics. The towns all over the state courting, you know, maybe 6-7 years in advance. You know you're going to be hosting the state fair. You know, everybody ups their game. Right? It moves around. We're not dealing with this trip to Milwaukee all the time, which, honestly, I mean, yeah, they got, you know, the roads. You know,
well, for you, it's what about...
I say move it around. Let town court for it, you know?
And for you, it's only about an hour.
Right.
By the way, and I pointed this out in a piece I wrote on this for Right Wisconsin today, the Sheboygan County Fair is not in Sheboygan. It's in Plymouth. It's in the center of the county, and I think it's got the largest attendance of any fair, county fair, or close to it.
I mean, Madison probably makes even more sense than Milwaukee. I mean, it is indeed our capital, you know.
Well, I know.
Would
and
love
I,
to get down there and see the capital.
Yeah,
people probably never have.
Thanks a lot for the call. I know. That's why I threw it in there at the end. But you've got that whole snow cone top of the state where Madison's a long haul for them, too. I think Wausau's big enough to handle this. Barb in Appleton. Barb, go ahead.
Hi. Hey, I grew up in Eau Claire, and we never even thought about going to Milwaukee to the state fair. We went to the Minnesota State Fair. And I think a lot of people in that part of the state did the same thing. And also, in those days, there was the Northern Wisconsin District Fair, which was in Chippewa Falls. And that was a huge fair, and that was also very popular. So I think moving it to Wausau would be a great idea.
Well, okay. See, now, Barb, you raised another issue. And I don't know how I feel about this. Should there be two state fairs?
Well, every state should have their own fair.
Well,
the
right.
The Minnesota State Fair is quite
something. But you're pointing out that there are and there have been alternatives. Thanks a lot for the call. Could you have the Northern edition? Could you do that? I don't know. I don't think that would work because they would get in competition with each other. I think it should be in Wausau. Derek in Denmark. Derek, go ahead.
Well, I think a better question for you to ask would be how many of us up north would opt to go to a state fair that's centrally located than go to Milwaukee?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind driving in traffic, but I don't trust some of the people down there. Look what happened to the mayor down there a couple years ago.
Safety, that's another thing. Some people, rightly or wrongly, are uncomfortable in being in a metropolitan urban area. I'm not, but some people are, and I understand that. I'll be honest, I never thought once about our safety when we were there Saturday. Never.
I would go to one if it was up here more, if it was closer, if I didn't have to drive. And Wausau is about the same distance as it is from my place to Milwaukee, as it is from here to there. But to me, it just seems more logical and more reasonable for me to go to Wausau to go to the state fair than it would be to go to Milwaukee.
Derek, thanks a lot for the call. To Aaron on the road. Aaron, go ahead.
Well, Jerry, I got a different perspective on the State Fair, having spent years living 5 blocks from State Fair Park. We used to leave town during State Fair week. We wanted nothing to do with it because all that State Fair was to us was picking up extra beer cans and garbage all over my front lawn.
Well, did you make money on parking, though?
No.
No? Because we saw that. We drove around that side.
I literally had people's cars towed out of my driveway. I had people, I come home from work on a Saturday, and there'd be cars with Illinois plates parked in my driveway. I'd have them towed.
Well, the neighbors of it are going to have that problem anywhere. Thanks a lot for the call. Wherever you put it, there are going to be people who don't want it next door to them. That's just a reality. Thanks a lot for the call. To Bill in Stevens Point. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, we actually have two county fairs here in Portage County. So I think, you know, like rotating the fair around the state like they do with that, what's the upcoming like Farm Progress Days, I think that would be a good idea because it exposed everybody to the state of really what the fair is about and what we have to offer with our agriculture and that. And as the gentleman said before, from in the northern part of the state, there are people that are just afraid to drive in metropolitan areas. I know, like, when I was younger, I did the driving because my dad did not like doing that. And to me, it don't bother me if I go in a big city or not. You know, just go, that's it, you know. And I think it'd be a lot, it'd probably make more money, too. People would contribute more and volunteer more for it, too, if it was rotated around different counties.
The problem with rotating, and I know a previous caller brought that up, you need the type of infrastructure that you have at West Allis right now. So, I mean, you can't, I think you need a fixed location, Bill.
I guess so, yeah, with your roads and things like that. Yeah, that could be a potential issue. Or, yeah, or the grounds, where do you have it? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can't. So I don't think rotating it is practical unless you settled on, as I said, Milwaukee, Wausau, Madison, that sort of thing. I have a loyal listener who disagrees. I will share that email in 3 minutes. It's 9:53.
The Jerry Bader Show.